Welcome back to another episode of the Uptime Punks. Today we're going to be discussing a quite dominant topic this month, the double-edged sword of pride. I don't know how we discuss it the best way. Baran Kaya with me here from HPE, and he's one of the pioneers in this because he worked very strongly with the HPE team to bring them into the top 10 pride index. But that's something we'll discuss later. I think, should we just jump straight into it, or should we start with how diverse is the tech industry?
Yes, perfect. Thanks for having me, Paul. and nice introduction, by the way. The double-edged sword of pride. I think what we're all seeing in social media right now is, with starting with like 1st of June, that everyone is putting up their pride flags, putting up their rainbows, and having the best time of their lives. It's a strong month of symbolism, and once we get into July, things tend to get a bit, let's call it, slower and not so rainbowy anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this. I'm quite an Instagram. Well, maybe I spend too much time on Instagram. My phone always keeps on telling me you've reached the daily limit. So I saw this meme the other day where this manager walks into the room and like everywhere the balloons and everything. And he's like, guys, yeah, let's speak about diversity at work. And, da, da, da. And then it goes like, 1st of July. Okay, we can take the banners down now. Everybody back to work. Let's try to get the stuff done. It's quite, I think over the last couple of years, it became quite dominant to just celebrate it in this one month a year. Mm-hmm. And it sort of becomes like, maybe I'm leaning myself too far out of the window. It's like when on Christmas, everybody puts a Christmas tree up. In Pride Month, everybody puts some rainbow balloons up at the office. Mm-hmm. This is where the term comes from, the double-edged sword, right?
Yeah, I do like the term, actually, because I see some bright sides and some not-so-bright sides or not-so-rainbowy sides. First of all, it's important to show pride, right? And to show the community within the company and also within society that we're supporting the community. But in the end, pride is not limited to one month. LGBTQ rights are not limited to one month. They should be omnipresent, right? If I'm in December and if I'm in a company and I want to transition my sex, that should be possible in December as well, and there shouldn't be any restrictions. But I think it's still important to have a month, or at least, or celebrate it throughout the year, but have this month especially to put a focus on it. I mean, it has a history. People marching the streets, showing up for their rights, fighting for their rights. And in recent years, it has become more of a celebration, maybe because we've come further, maybe because companies like to use it as PR. I think there are many reasons for the developments in the past years, and one could definitely argue about it. But coming from the community, I would say it's a nice thing to have. It's a nice thing that you can celebrate and stand in for your rights, and for companies to also show that. But, and here's the but, and that's when the double-edged sword comes in. Companies really need to enweb it into their DNA. It doesn't make sense to show a pride flag and say, we are all for it, for LGBTQ rights, if it's not really part of their DNA, if they're not really standing in for it, if they don't have it enwebbed in their policies. And So it's really a double-edged sword. It's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to celebrate. It's a good thing to stand in. But you really need to mean it and do it, and not just do it in one month.
Basically, it can't be a seasonal act. That's probably the best way to describe it. Yeah,
it's not Christmas.
Yeah, it's not Christmas. So why do you think it's so important that people basically that you advocate for LGBTQ at work and in the workspace? Why do you think let me throw it even a bit further. Do you think it needs to start earlier than just at work to really educate people about it and be an advocate about it? Do you think we need to start at an earlier stage already?
Mm-hmm. That is a very good question. That I would say that mainly goes, your second question mainly goes into education, probably. And that's where minds split, because people say kids don't have to know anything about that, but at the same time, you're educating kids on various topics from A to Z. But in the workplace, let me ask you a question. How much of your time do you spend working in a week? Your wake times, right? Not counting in the times you're sleeping.
Probably more than half of my entire time every day is just spent with work. So actually, I would say most of the year is just work, because let's be honest here. Probably most people that listen to this podcast anyways work in tech. I mean, which tech person has not opened a laptop on a Saturday or Sunday even, right? Mm-hmm. And just had a quick little look into it, or if it's on your mobile phone. So I would say probably 80% of your time you spend working. Mm-hmm.
So let's say more than a healthy 50%, because let's yes. not go into the 80%. But we see more than 50% of your time you're spending at work. Right. And work time is also lifetime. Yeah, even though some might want to separate those things, that's a fair point, but it's still part of your life. And the second question I want to ask you is, do you want to, like, as an LGBTQ person, do you want to spend more than half of your lifetime hiding who you really are, tiptoeing around and not telling people about what you did on your weekend with your same-sex partner, or really showing a bit of who you really are, and having the fear of when you share that piece of information, something bad might happen?
No, it wouldn't be very nice, right? Because you would pretend to be somebody you're not. And I think everybody yeah. should have the liberty to be who they want to be. I mean, this is the 21st century.
Exactly. And I'm nodding, everyone. We're in a Zoom call, and I'm nodding throughout everything Paul is saying, because yeah, it's important. You need to be able to show your true self at work as well. So I think it's important to advocate for that, and as an employer, also stand in for that. We're in the 21st century. We have a war of talents going on, and I think society as a whole demands it as well. You need to be advocating for the rights of LGBTQ plus people, because work time is lifetime, and people bring the best version of themselves to work if they can be the true version of themselves. It makes them more happy. It makes them more productive. I only see the positive things in it. So from every angle you look at it, from the financial, from the society perspective, from the like ethical perspective, from all perspective, it's just throughout a positive thing.
Yeah, but how do you feel companies, and especially HPE? I mean, you guys went through quite a journey, I reckon. It was it's quite a advanced company, but these big corporations are normally quite let's just say they're like tanks, right? It takes a bit of time to turn them in any direction, steer them. So how did you manage to get into the Pride Index and rank so high? I mean, the first time I heard about the campaign you guys were doing was through a common friend of ours who works in a marketing company. Big shout out to her. She knows who it is. And she showed me that truck you guys prepared for the parade. I think it was 2020, 21, where you had the big truck and you guys really were part of the Pride movement and made a lot of noise. And you probably were also one of the first big tech companies in Germany who were doing that at that time. So what was the journey? What made it all happen? Where did it start?
To put it into perspective, all Christopher Street Day parades in Germany, Pride parades, they were the cherry on top when it comes to the whole journey, right? There was a lot of building that up and doing educating internally and just building the community before we got to the point of even thinking about going on a Pride parade and showing up as a company. The story goes back actually more than 50 years. When you look at back in the days, HP, Hewlett Packard, and now Hewlett Packard Enterprise, back in San Francisco, where the first ERG, Employee Resource Group, for Pride was founded. But let's skip 50 years and look into the German market, where we found our first Pride ERG. That was, don't let me lie, 3 or 4 years ago when I made the call and looked for team members, because we didn't have an ERG employee resource group for the LGBTQ community at that time. We were always a very open company, talking about all the diversity dimensions and bringing your true self to work, but we didn't have a very neat focus on that specific dimension. So yeah, we started with a small group of 3, 4, 5 people, and it kind of built up with a lot of support from our management, from our DEI management as well. Shout out to her. My colleague knows who I mean. She's still here doing a really, really good job. And the community just built up, right? So we did a lot of internal work the first 2 years, did a lot of educating, did a lot of what does even LGBTQ plus mean? What does it mean to bring your true self to work? And that was a process, right? There was some back and forth, some discussions, people saying, hey, this is great. And other people saying, is this the right place? The workplace. So we had some very, very good discussions and progress, and we built up a community of roughly 100 to 150 people after 2 years. And that's like, probably can't say that, but let's say that's in between, that's roughly 10% of our organization. Let's call it that, if we just look at our countries. So that's a quite a big number, right? Every 10th person being part of this community, going into this educational sessions with you, doing trainings, workshops, showing up for community events, and just holding up the flag and building really a part of the HP DNA. And after those 2 years, we said, hey, let's go external. Let's also connect with other companies and have a platform to exchange with. And that's where also this Christopher Street Day parades and the Pride parades came into play, because we use that as a platform to connect with other companies as well. May it be our partners, but also our competitors. So it's, I think it's something commonly known in the data center industry, that HPE, Dell, IBM, and whatever you want to call them are competitors, good competitors within each other. And we use that as a platform to share and to have a common ground. And that was quite nice to work on something together.
So what have you guys created then together on this platform? Any interesting projects?
So that started last year with the Christopher Street Day in Berlin. We called it Roundtable don't call me on the name. It was a roundtable on pinkwashing, because last year it was also a very prominent topic during Pride Month. And we came together the day before Christopher Street Day, very different companies, right, across all industries. We did some acquiring and brought a lot of people together. I believe it was roughly 15 to 20 companies that we had there. And since then, a year has passed. We've had some virtual sessions, and we'll have one face-to-face meeting again this year before the Stuttgart Pride, the Stuttgart Christopher Street Day Parade. We'll do that face-to-face again, and it's just a platform to kind of exchange and see, hey, what are you doing in your company to tackle some problems? Can we enable you? Can we do a management sparing and connect the dots and just help out with the same hurdles that we're having, right?
Mm. And where do you see the whole community going, like in terms of how you guys, because basically you guys are trying to educate your coworkers to probably be more understanding, but also go with you through the process. So where would you like for the whole project to be going for the future? Where do you see them 5 years from now?
I'll tell you my ideal that we started with.
Okay.
I don't want to do any of this because we shouldn't even be talking about it. This shouldn't even be an issue. But as long as it is an issue, as long as not everyone is equal, as long as we have to talk about it, we will talk about it. And I don't know if we'll be there in 5 years. I think we'll be further along the road in 5 years, but I don't think that we'll be there yet, but I see things progressing. So let me kind of take that step back and be that my answer.
Okay. So do you guys have anything interesting planned for this year?
Oh, too many things. For everyone yeah. listening, right? This is all something in every company that the folks are doing parallel to their jobs. You normally have some DEI management, but most of the stuff is coming from within the company, from within the employees. And we've planned a lot of things this year as well. Last year, we were still a German organization. We were Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And this year, we expanded with everything going in on with Russia and us going out of the Russian business. We kind of put together two geographies. And now our new geography is spanning from Germany up to Kazakhstan. So it's a pretty big thing to push, and us as an ERG, we're expanding into those countries, building up communities there as well. That's a big challenge because things are different, right? Germany is different than Switzerland, it's different than Turkey, it's different than Poland, it's different than etc. So that's like a Herculean task to coordinate that and give the people within the countries where things are different than Germany a voice and enable them and push them to do their things locally and stand up for the community. That's like our Herculean task that we're doing, aside all the enablement that we're doing either way. So I would say that's like the biggest thing that is on our plate for this year.
Yeah. So do you think then HP is one of the best companies to work for?
Definitely. I've been working for this company since I've started working. So I've been with this company for 6 years, and I think, I believe I'm 100% sure of that, that the culture plays like one of the biggest roles. If you put me into, and I won't call any other names, if you put me into a very hierarchical company where I can't talk to my boss's boss without having to reaffirm 3 times, and go out on a pride parade and be maybe canceled internally, that wouldn't be it for me. And that plays like, I would say 70 to 80% of the reason why I'm at HPE. It's the people, it's the culture, it's me being able to do what I do with the community and my boss saying, hey, great thing that you're doing this. I really respect that. And I want to make you successful with this as well, and make time so you can do all this great work.
Wow, that's beautiful. I mean, this is all what it's about, right? Enjoying what you're doing every day. It's the same way we all enjoy our jobs every day and really exactly. Flourishing with it and really like, yeah. I mean, I fucking love my job. Sorry for the curse word there, for the French. But yeah, I love my job and I enjoy what I'm doing. And this is the way it should be. You should be open to do what you do.
Exactly.
I always used to say when I used to come in with shorts in the summer to the office, everybody's wearing suits. I used to say, well, I like to wear my shorts. What's the problem? It's summer. If you guys want to run around in suits, you run around in suits. It's not my problem. but yeah. Yeah, it's just the simple things. I think really like if the pandemic has taught us one thing, is that we need to be more open and more tolerant to people in people's individual lives and situations, right? Because I think during the pandemic, everybody got a bit of a backroom view of people's lives, their families, their situations, their partners, the place to live, their mental stability or instability. And I think it sort of brought the entire community at work also closer together. And I think that's something where I think a lot of the communities, even like your own, probably made a lot of progress during that time because people really had to engage with each other, because the only time you had meetings were online, and then the online meetings all of a sudden became 2-hour meetings because you actually start talking about things you would normally never talk to somebody about. Yeah. Like, hey, are you on your own the last 3-4 weeks, right? And all of these things. So this is, I think it really opened a lot of doors and windows for people and for communities such as your own, as well other communities, to really grow and strive and get a bit of voice out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the last words are yours. Anything you want to give to the people out there, can people reach out to you if they feel like they want some advice?
100%, and I'm 100%. So if there is anyone trying to reach out, you'll probably find me very quickly on Instagram. Baron Kaya. Well, in Germany, there's a comedian with the same name. So everyone listening from German-speaking countries will probably find me. And what I just want to give into your audience, be open for this topic. Talk to your colleagues about it. Just make it a discussion and show that you're open to talk. That was actually the name of our campaign that we had last year. People walking out with open to talk stickers, having lanyards, even up to our highest manager or CEO, they're wearing our lanyards from Germany, and just saying, hey, we're here for the community. Let's talk about it. Let's not make it a taboo topic. And that's what I want to give into your audience. Just be open to talk about it. You don't need to fear from any negative backlash.
It's the 21st century.
So exactly.
Wake up and speak up. I think that's the right way of saying it. And that's how it should be. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Having the open dialogue with me was an absolute pleasure. I hope to have you back soon. And then we can see how you're getting on with your Hercules tasks of helping your colleagues all over the world trying to get a voice for themselves. And I think it's remarkable what you're doing, and keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And it's not a one-man show. It's a team effort. And thanks to my team out there doing all this great work. I couldn't do it myself. So keep up, hold up the flag, and happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride. Thanks.